Welcome to Talking About You with Estra on Easter Sunday. I'm sure for too many of us, this is not the happiest day. It's your first holiday without someone very special and close to your heart. And so many of the things, hopefully, you can take comfort in is past memories about the holiday season. I know some of you didn't even get a single day or very few days, so I know how difficult that is too. But I'd like just to take a moment and just keep it real on this Easter Sunday, because I know there's a lot of heartbreak out there. In times like this, sometimes we don't want to hear about God. We feel forsaken and forgotten. However, oftentimes such as these, we grow a lot spiritually, emotionally, and even physically after we get over the hurdles. The COVID-19 loss is giving us time to think about our priorities, maybe switching them around or thinking about what's really important to us. Yes, the piercing pain is very difficult without a loved one. Death has a way of waking us up to evaluate our lives, our purpose, our goals, and our own truth. Because sometimes in society, we kind of get away from what we think is important and we start looking around as to what other people think should be important for us. So we kind of forget our way. Even Jesus on the cross, hanging up there, hurting in pain, said, "Why have you forsaken me?" So loss is real, no matter who it happens to. Yes, pain and suffering is as real as it gets. You know, loss is significant, whether it's personal injury after a car accident, death of a loved one after the COVID-19, or just plain hardship in life, which a lot of people are going through because of it. I would agree with you that loss and suffering seem to be best friends. You know one, or if you see one, or you catch one, or one is behind you or in front of you, you know the other one isn't too far behind. Yet on holidays, both can seem closer than ever, and they seem to be almost like twins, staying with each other. Let's take a moment to talk about how to deal with all of this hurt and pain during this Easter holiday. Reflect on why the pain is there. Usually it's love of something that's being missed. It could be people, places, or things. Actually, at this time, it doesn't seem like hope springs are eternal, but it does. Yes, those words of hope do spring eternal, and they often rise from the depths of deep pain and sorrow, which too often are brothers and sisters. In other words, you usually see those two together, pain and sorrow. Sometimes just looking or dreaming for better times can shift thought patterns, and sometimes you need that when you're in a hard place. Think how many people are in the place you are right now, and also those who came before you, and those who are going to deal with the same issues after you're through your journey. Many people have gotten down on their knees this morning and asked God's help to make reaching out for hope and peace long-lasting, or at least intermittent in this time of struggle. Yes, you will rise again in your mind and your body, being courageous and determined to make it through hard times. Just as Jesus was sitting up there on the cross, or laying up there on the cross, I don't know how you would say it, but definitely on the cross, he knew why he was there, but it didn't stop the suffering or the humiliation that he had to go through when having the power to change it himself. He could have changed it. He could have said, "Heck no, I'm doing this for this peace, people. I'm not staying up here." But he chose to. He chose to stay. And sometimes we will have to go through our own hurdles and fight through battles and know that we'll get through it, but we just never can give up or give in. Yes, sometimes it's hard to stay on the journey, even when you understand why you're there. It's even more difficult when you don't understand, but doesn't mean that you have to stop. Yes, we all have a job to do or a lesson to be learned, and this is part of it. So just take hold of where you are in life and continue to fight for what you believe in. Personally, I believe in insured civil rights legislation. It protects insurance policyholders from a lot of actions that, first of all, delay them even getting payments or having them do struggling unnecessarily. In fact, right now, the coronavirus, a lot of things you hear people talking about is, did it have to happen this way? Could we have done things earlier so many people didn't have to die? You know, there'll be a lot of people out at cemeteries. And then there's a lot of families that actually are out there together, too, because of this disease. So yeah, there is a lot of sadness, and we can understand why. It's been a lot of loss, and loss hurts. There's no way around that. In some way, going forward, we'll all have to learn how to put it all in perspective, learn from what we can, and make sure that we're in a position to help in any way we can, like the nurses and doctors and their families, and all of us, actually. I don't think no one's not been affected on this earth by this at this time. It's in every single country, and there's no way to get around that. So we must learn the lessons from this, and we all have to apply them. And more importantly, we all have to stand up when we see something's not right. We can't just go with the flow or pretend that we don't know, because guess what? Everyone's life is at risk. You may think you're not at risk right now, but we don't know what's going to happen when the second round or the third round comes, or some new virus appears. You want to be in a position where you can say, this is what I believe, I know this is right because I've seen this, and I'm not going to be here being concerned with wealth. Does anybody want to be broke? No. I don't think anybody wants to be broke. The way in which our institutional biases is set up, so many people don't have opportunities. People of color, you know, they've been talking about black people and being affected by the coronavirus. Yet I say to you that the coronavirus was here before the coronavirus for people of color. I think the biases in our government and in our corporate institutions need to change. They're the ones, in my opinion, who've allowed this to go on this long. We've known it's been here. We've kind of hid it, pretended that it didn't exist if it didn't affect us. Well, look what happens when something affects us all. It really does affect us all. The fight in this life is real, and I think the COVID-19 has made us believers of that. And preparation creates a more level playing field. So if we all want to be taken care of equally, then our society must choose to change, and particularly the ones who have the money and power who have been allowing this to go on and on and on when it wasn't necessary to do so. I'm talking about people of color, giving them low-wage paid job, not hiring them in higher positions. Although I must tell you a story, something a little lighter, since this is a little heavy. When I was a kid, I used to look up to IBM. And the reason why I just loved seeing IBM come into a company that I worked for was because all the people I saw that were of color, they were managers, they were professional. I mean, just their behavior made you admire them. And me, as a young person coming out in the work community and seeing such pride, it was just a wonderful thing. But I can assure you that I have not seen that in all companies. In fact, that's been so many decades ago, I'm not sure what IBM's policy is now. But what I can tell you then was it lifted my spirits to see that there was hope that people of color could move into positions that were ones that gave you hope of being able to climb the ladder. So thank you, IBM, for me as a little girl looking up to the people of color that you brought in that I saw that made a difference in making my dreams change. So on this Easter Sunday, whether you feel lifted up or let down by your God, hold on to hope, dreams, and directions that you want to go in this life. It's not over. As you know, life goes on no matter what happens. So as yours is going on, make sure that you think about where you want to go, what you want to do, and how you're processing all of this information, not just the things that have happened to you as an individual or as a family, but also as a town, a city, a state, and a country, or the world. That's how far we can really step back, take a look at the situation, and see what it's meant to us. And what always happens? By the end, there's a better understanding that's revealed about life pursuits and what they have meant to you and to others in our world. We're going to look back and see a lot of things, and we're going to have people from all over studying, how did we get here? What happened? What could we have done differently? All of those things. Why have I lost the ones I loved and other people didn't? I mean, there's going to be so many different questions that come to heart. Look at them in your heart. Decide to investigate them to the level that makes you comfortable. And if you choose not to and want to go on and say, hey, this has been bad enough, I've seen enough, I want to move on, that's okay too. There's no one way to grieve, even on Easter Sunday. The one thing I can wish for you today is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ touches you in a way that makes you feel whole, that gives you greater understanding and determination to carry through no matter what you're facing. And if Jesus is not who you follow, get on your knees or wherever you do, or you stand, you sing, whatever, and try to get that lifting in your spirit to move you forward. It really matters. You got to get through the heartbreak. Yes, it's a hard day. Easter Sunday, COVID-19 has done a lot of things to change the way that people worship or don't worship. You don't have to necessarily be a believer. Maybe you were a believer and maybe you're not after COVID-19. There's a lot of places we are in the journey, and it doesn't necessarily change quickly. So it might take you a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years to move through the process. But one of the things I just say is hold on and keep learning about life and what's going on, and seek greater understanding in all situations, whether they're good or they're bad. Yeah, there is going to be light, but there's always darkness with the light. You never just get all darkness or all light. So remember that as you're going through things. But in the midst of the struggles, just like today, you have to find some peace and comfort this Easter day. May God be with you, and you accept His love, and take care of yourself, because that's what's really important. So happy Easter. Acknowledge your heartbreak on this day and the ones that you've lost and you've loved. Remember, love never goes away. No matter what happens in life, love stays with you. So take hold of that love that you have for whatever you've lost. Give it a squeeze and say, I will always remember. Have a happy Easter some way today.